This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden heads to the southern U.S. state of Georgia on Sunday for a ceremony to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A White House advisor says President Biden will be the first sitting president to deliver a sermon during Sunday morning services at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Dr. King had preached. The president will not only reflect on Dr. King's legacy, but also voting rights legislation, which has stalled on Capitol Hill. Senator Raphael Warnock issued the invitation. He presides over the church, but had kept President Biden at arm's length during the midterm elections because of the president's lagging approval ratings. And now the Atlanta appearance is notable as President Biden looks to a 2024 re-election campaign, now dogged with the disclosure that classified documents have been found at his Delaware home and a Washington, D.C. office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Emergency workers searched for survivors at the rubble of an apartment building in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro after Russia unleashed a major missile attack Saturday. The strike flattened a nine-story apartment block, killing at least five people. 15 people were rescued after being buried under a section of the apartment block that was reduced to rubble. At least 27 people, including six children, were also wounded in the attack. More people were still trapped under the rubble, according to a regional governor. White smoke rose between the rubble of two partially destroyed apartment buildings. A broad chunk of one apartment block was missing, and the exterior of the rest of the building was badly damaged. More on this story and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. At least 20,000 people protested Saturday in central Tel Aviv against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new hard-right government. Israeli police estimated that 20,000 people joined the rally, this according to public radio, while the organizers said there were several tens of thousands of protesters. The demonstration is the biggest since Netanyahu's new government took power in late December. Already Israel's longest-serving prime minister, Netanyahu returned to power at the head of a coalition with extreme right and ultra-Orthodox Jewish parties, some of whose officials now head key ministries. Netanyahu is fighting corruption charges. Protesters are calling for him to resign. The U.S. and other countries are facing policy challenges with Afghanistan after the ruling Taliban government barred women from working in aid groups. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Those nations are struggling with how best to respond to the ban without worsening the plight of those most in need. The order executed on December the 24th last year has also created a humanitarian catastrophe. Deliveries that help keep millions of Afghans alive have been paralyzed as a result of the ban. Thousands of female workers are facing the loss of income they desperately need to feed their own families. The United Nations estimates that 85% of non-governmental aid organizations in Afghanistan have partially or fully shut down operations because of the ban. I'm Karen Chamas.
In China, COVID-19 infections are expected to surge as hundreds of millions of people travel for the Lunar New Year holidays, which begin January 21st. Officials addressed the pandemic on Saturday. VOA's Laurel Bowman has the story.
China said nearly 60,000 people with COVID-19 had died in hospital since it abruptly dismantled its zero COVID policy in early December. That's a big increase from previously reported figures and follows global criticism of the country's coronavirus data. The head of the Bureau of Medical Administration under the National Health Commission told media Saturday that the average age of the deceased was 80 years old. That official also said that COVID fever and emergency hospitalizations have peaked in China, and the number of hospitalized COVID patients is continuing to decline. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The Brazilian Prosecutor General's office has asked the Brazilian Supreme Court to include former President Jair Bolsonaro in its investigation of who incited the January 8th riot in the nation's capital, Brasilia. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.